It's Hidden Gems right here on 99.9 MyFM. Today we're speaking with an entrepreneur in the town of Gananoque, one of the youngest in the town. Ariana Bennett joins us here. And Ariana, thanks so much for joining us. Of course, you have a lot on the go, a lot of things happening, and a business venture as well. Tell us a little bit about this.
So I'm Ariana Bennett, and I sell cotton candy and shaved ice this summer. I'm currently enrolled in the summer company program, which so far has been a pretty good experience, and it's opened new opportunities for me, and I'm really excited for this summer when the tourist season starts to pick up and I'll be seen at farmers markets and my business can grow.
So what are the challenges that are facing young people today?
I think one of the biggest challenges is social media. I've seen my friends being sucked into the void, and it takes time and it doesn't really give much back. Not to mention the abundance in false information, pre-made notions about starting your own business. And honestly, it's kind of detrimental to the well-being of youth. And it takes time away from more important things like school, fitness, jobs, and interpersonal relationships.
Right. I'm sure you've had a lot of influential people in your life that have helped you get to this point. Who have been your biggest influences?
Definitely my family. I remember a couple years ago when my sister was enrolled in the summer company program, I used to watch her make and then sell and gain confidence from her tattoo cream that she would sell to local tattoo stores. And it was mind-boggling to see her like grow in that kind of way and the experiences that she gained from that. And then I remember going to farmers markets with my parents and my aunt, and we would sell herbal tea. And even at a young age, it was instilled in us that if we want to get somewhere great, we have to work hard for it.
Absolutely. So if someone younger than you were to want to get in doing what you do, what advice would you have for them?
Be confident. Be confident in your product. Be confident in your skills. And be confident in your knowledge. You know a lot more than you think. And if you believe your product is good, then you have to be able to stand by it. If you're not confident in it, then people aren't going to buy from you.
That's well said. You're obviously very confident in what you do. And, where do you really see yourself over the next 5 to 10 years? Because you got a really bright future ahead of you.
Using the profits for my business, I want to get an undergraduate degree in biology and then follow it with medical school to be a pediatrician. If you haven't guessed already, I've got big plans for myself, and I don't think I'm stopping anytime soon.
Doesn't sound like it at all. Well, thanks very much, Ariana. I really appreciate it.
No problem.